Susan G. Komen's More Than Pink Walk is coming up on Sunday, September 22nd. It's not that far away. The whole idea is to save lives by meeting critical needs in the community and to invest in groundbreaking research to prevent and cure breast cancer. We are happy to have in the studio a brilliant young doctor we've talked with before in this program, Dr. David Page, a medical oncologist with Providence Medical Group. Hi there, Dr. Page.
How are you doing?
It is good to see you. Thank you for coming in. Doing great today. We're talking about the research pillar, one of the four pillars of Komen's work, the others being action, community, and care. And you work in a fascinating new area of research, using the individual's immune system to recognize and attack cancer.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's really the best way to think about getting rid of a cancer is to use your own body to do it. And this is a really new field. But I'm really excited to say that recently it's been approved for breast cancer because of the research that we've done here in Portland and other places.
So does that make clinical trials easier to start? Does that make medications easier to acquire? How does that work?
Well, this new type of treatment before was only available on a trial, but now patients with certain types of breast cancer can get it anywhere. It's a part of the standard treatment. I hope one day it replaces chemo. I think there's certainly a potential for that. But now what we know is that it makes chemo work better in certain circumstances.
So how were you first exposed to the idea of immunotherapy? Were you a young medical student then?
I think it goes probably back to college, actually. I took a course with this doctor who was fascinated with the immune system's ability to kill cancer, and I thought this is the way to go. And I knew that I wanted to do medical school, so I actually sought out some experts in this field, and I spent the next 6 to 8 years with them training. And it wasn't all about breast cancer back then. It used to be skin cancer, but it was working in skin cancer. And now, 6 to 8 years later, we're seeing that it works in breast cancer as well. So it takes time to learn, but we're very excited that we put in this effort to make sure that we can use this for breast cancer.
So talk about how immunotherapy works.
Well, if you look at somebody's breast cancer under a microscope, you can see immune cells in the cancer itself. And that has been a message, a kind of a hint that the immune system actually can see your own cancer, but maybe it's being held back by something. So what we did is we found these little molecules on the immune cells that turn the immune cells off, and we developed a drug to deactivate that. So you're basically taking the brake pads off of your own immune cells. And lo and behold, when you do that, you can see some of these immune cells start to attack the cancer, and it could actually help to cure patients.
So the cure is within us.
Mm-hmm.
That is fascinating. What are the new developments that you are working on in immunotherapy?
So I think the first step, because we weren't bold enough to say no to chemo because we knew it would help, was to combine these drugs with chemo. I think the newest step is to get rid of chemo. So we're designing studies to treat patients with immune therapy alone, perhaps using different types of drugs that stimulate or turn on the immune system in different ways. So hopefully one day we can say we can treat breast cancer without losing your hair from chemo and without having all those side effects. So I think that's the newest and boldest direction.
So do you have clinical trials underway using a non-chemo immunotherapy treatment for cancer?
So we have a couple, actually. And I think what's important is we have to acknowledge that there's a lot of types of breast cancer. So what we've done is we've come up with combinations for each type to try to improve our chances of succeeding in helping these patients. One trial that comes to mind is treating women with blockers of hormones, so pills, combined with two different immune therapy drugs, and this allows them to potentially benefit without the use of chemo. So alternative would be just to get chemotherapy.
So you have clinical trials going on now doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fascinating. That's how a patient can be in on the cutting edge of things, to get in on a clinical trial.
Yeah, I think trials are definitely the way to go. It basically acknowledges that we have one treatment that works and we need to improve upon that. So the rule of a trial is that when you go on it, there's at least a really promising chance that it will be better than what the standard treatment is.
Right. Does this potentially work with other kinds of cancer? You mentioned skin cancer, now breast cancer. Can this work on other sorts?
Well, the past few years has been all about learning just how far the immune system can go. And we used to say it was only for skin cancer. And now it's already approved for lung cancer, kidney cancer, throat cancer, blood cancers. You know, the bottom line here is that you're treating your own body. You're enabling your own immune system. So it shouldn't really necessarily matter what type of cancer it is. So I wish it was that simple, though. I think every cancer is unique and every breast cancer is unique. So we have to keep thinking about the best treatment combinations for each person's type of cancer.
And keep on working on it and keep on funding research through philanthropy and through things such as the More Than Pink Walk, formerly the Race for the Cure. Why is it important for people to become involved in that?
Well, I think that, of course, donating to cancer research is so important. It's the way that we can offer these trials. But what makes the Komen Walk different is that as a community, we can interface with each other and really feel like we're a team. One example of what I'm describing is the fact that I'm encouraging all of my patients to go on the walk with me on my own team. And a lot of those patients are actually survivors that have participated in the same trials we're talking about. So I think that's going to be really inspiring. I hope to make the Komen Walk a celebration of that, with some fundraising on the side so that we can continue to do this and open other trials. But I think that's what excites me the most about the walk.
And you're on the Komen Board of Directors now.
I've been on. They invited me to join a couple years ago. It's been wonderful. I get to interface with all the volunteers and go to all these events and sometimes talk and share the knowledge and the excitement that we have.
All
it's been great.
What else would you like people to know about your work, the research, the new horizons, the breakthroughs? I mean, that is so tremendously exciting. I mean, when you get up in the morning, you must think, you know, I'm doing important work.
I would say that the most important thing is if you have a loved one or a friend of a friend that has breast cancer, to really encourage them to reach out to their doctors and say, are there trials for me? Not just because I want to do the best I can to be cured, but I want to also contribute to other patients in the future. And that's one thing about research. You can help yourself, but you can help millions of other people down the road. And that really empowers patients to contribute in addition to also being cured with their treatments.
So the last time we talked was, what, 2016, 2017, something like that?
Yeah. So last time I came to speak was about a year after I moved to Portland. And for that whole year, one of my very first patients was a patient that went on a trial. And she came to me seeking a new treatment because she had run out of options. And what is really inspiring is she is still free of her cancer because she participated in that trial. And that was a trial of immune therapy, so using the new medicines to stimulate her immune system. And because of her and others like her, the FDA or the government has now approved that very medicine for other women. So now anybody with this type of cancer can be treated. And I just saw her a couple weeks ago, and she's doing well, and she's camping with her kids, and she's free of her cancer still. So that's what I remember about being on the radio with you 4 years ago.
Alive and doing fine. Now, the last time we talked, you were relatively new here. You had just come here from back east. And I think I asked you, why Portland? And you said something about gardening.
Yeah. Gardening is definitely an outlet. It's a lot of work. There's a lot of disappointment. Sometimes those plants just don't do what they're supposed to do. But it really is a way to relax and appreciate nature. So we tend to grow a lot of vegetables.
Good. Are you glad you came to Portland?
Yes, it's great here. I think the reason why I love it so much is I get to do groundbreaking research with people that are very friendly and collegial, and very much the same work I could do anywhere in big cities on the East Coast. And I get to have my cake and eat it too here.
Well, Well, Portland is sure glad you came here. Providence Cancer Center is a sponsor of the Research Pillar, one of the four pillars that represent the work that Komen supports in the More Than Pink Walk. The date is Sunday, September 22nd. Presenting sponsor is Daimler Trucks of North America. We invite you to get involved. Find out more. Go to KomenOregon.org. And thank you, Dr. David Page.
You're welcome.